Test 134, Section 2, Question 8. Here we're looking for a principle that would justify. So we're looking to strengthen the argument. That's what justify means. And we're adding something because it says which of the following, if valid. If valid is the same as if true. It's typically used with regard to principle strengthened questions, but that's kind of what we're looking for here, is what would be a principle or a general overall statement that would help this argument if we added it. So then we break down the argument. And as we look at this, we get our first sentence, reconcile the need for profit sufficient to support the new drug. Some pharmaceutical companies feel justified selling drug at rich nations at one price, poor nations at another. So basically it's saying, in order to reconcile profits with moral imperative, they sell at different prices. But this practice is unjustified. Now right here, what we had, the first sentence was a statement of fact. What people do. The second sentence is a judgment. Now remember, when we get judgments, those are usually the conclusion. This practice is unjustified. Then they're probably going to give us reasons. A nation with lower average income may still have a substantial middle class better able to pay for new drugs than many of the poorer citizens of an overall wealthier nation. And so it's saying, look, average income may not necessarily give us a really good picture of what people are and aren't able to pay. And essentially they're saying you could have a low average income, but have a really big middle class that is able to pay for a lot. And in other countries, you might have a really high average income, but a lot of poor citizens. So you might have larger distribution of wealth. And so it's saying that the practice is unjustified because there's variations in the way that wealth is distributed. So what I need in a principle is something that will tie the evidence to the conclusion, that essentially will say, if you have a wide variance in distribution of incomes, then changing the price based on the average income is unjustified. But I definitely need something that hits my conclusion, which is, the practice of selling at different prices is unjustified. I need to get to that for sure if I want a principle that will strengthen this. So A, people who are ill deserve more consideration than do healthy people, regardless of their relative socioeconomic positions. We don't really care about that. This isn't about people who are ill versus people who are not. This is about wealth. Then wealthy institutions have an obligation to expend some resources to assist those. It's not about what wealthy institutions should do. This is about whether it's justified to sell at different prices. Whether one deserves special consideration depends on one's needs rather than the characteristics of the society to which one belongs. Now, here I said maybe. This is a principle that could help the argument because it's saying don't look at the overall society, instead look at individuals. It's a really big, broad principle, but I said maybe. D, the people in wealthy nations should not have better access to health care than people in poorer nations. Well, if anything, that kind of goes against this. We're looking for it. Wealthy nations should not have better access. The whole point is that the drug companies are trying to do that. They're trying to distribute it fairly across these, and so it kind of goes against what we're doing. Unequal access to health care is more unfair than an unequal distribution of wealth. Well, this one isn't really a comparison about which is more unfair. It's about whether or not the practice is justified. So in this case, we didn't get one that targeted the conclusion. Instead, it went to the basic underlying principle, which is you can't go off of averages. And C is our best answer because it's the only one that ties into what we had in the passage, which was it's about one's needs rather than the characteristics of the society. And the idea here is it's saying you could have middle class that can pay, but they're going to still get it cheap, even though some poorer citizens in another country couldn't. And so C would help the argument the most and therefore is our correct response.